You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. As the United States continues to deal with a global pandemic, an attempted coup at the U.S. Capitol building, and an upcoming new presidential administration, one of these three things could easily send our economy into a tailspin. So what does the economic outlook look like for 2021? Joining us today to give us some insight is Jason Norris with the financial management group Ferguson Wellman. Jason, good to have you back on the program.
Oh, nice to be back, Gemma.
So despite the pandemic, the U.S. economy has actually been improving. Can you talk about some of the improvements we've seen?
So the main improvement we've seen recently has been on the manufacturing side. Some data came out last week that showed U.S. manufacturers are businesses getting better. And so this is a positive longer term. Unfortunately, this had a little headwind. The jobs report wasn't that great. Mm-hmm. But manufacturing in the United States continues to grow, and that's positive for 2021.
So let's talk about the job rates, Jason, because job loss, I mean, is still a big factor in all of this. And frankly, if people don't have jobs, they can't invest. So how does that ultimately impact the markets?
Yeah, the negative jobs report, it was somewhat expected, just as a lot of states went back into lockdown mode. So a lot of those individuals that work in the service industry were laid off. And we believe this will be more temporary. And as the vaccine rollout continues throughout this year, that businesses will open up again. Now, it's going to be slow and bumpy, as we've seen over the last couple of weeks. But when we get moving to the summer and the second half of 2021, we think people will get out, they'll be going out to eat, and they'll be traveling. And that's a positive for the economy.
So let's talk about that a little bit deeper with the vaccine rollout. I mean, yes, it has been slow. However, as you mentioned, if we get to late spring, early summer, that May, June time, the vaccine should open up and be available to the general population. So is that part of the outlook right there? Is, okay, this may not look great for the next few months, but there's a light at the end of the tunnel specifically because of the vaccine rollout?
You are exactly correct. That's our view. The key for 2021 is the vaccine rollout. And their estimates, Goldman Sachs put out a number that they expect 200 million Americans to be vaccinated by the end of the summer. That may seem like a long ways away, but right. That will be a major positive if we can get 2/3 of the population vaccinated then.
So as we know, there is much tension on Capitol Hill, to put it mildly. We witnessed an attempted coup happen last week. Did that incident have any impact on the markets?
It really didn't. Going back to last Wednesday, the stocks were up actually quite a bit coming off the Georgia election, and they stayed up the entire day. I think investors are looking longer term, and their belief after the Senate went from red to blue is that there's going to be a very large stimulus bill, and that took precedent over what was happening in the Capitol building. It was unfortunate that it did happen, but the key for investors, and it goes back to the James Carville from the Bill Clinton days, is it's all about the economy, and fiscal stimulus is a tailwind for the U.S. economy.
Okay, so you brought up a point about the Senate going from red to blue with the Georgia election, with those two Senate seats going to Democrats, so having a 50-50 balance there and the incoming Vice President Kamala Harris being the tiebreaker. That also, though, means it's not just the Senate that is controlled by the Democrats. As we know, the House of Representatives is controlled by Democrats as well. And now we have an incoming presidential administration that is Democratic. How does all of that then play in to where we are economically? I mean, you mentioned a major stimulus package. Is that frankly because it's going to be a lot easier to get something through?
Yeah, that's our belief. The pushback that even the most recent stimulus was coming from the Republicans in the Senate. So with the belief that something will get done in the first weeks of the Biden administration was a positive for the economy. The potential headwinds are on the tax side. And President-elect Biden has been very forthcoming about he wants to raise taxes on corporations and, you know, high earners in the United States. And so that's a wild card. But the belief by investors is that the stimulus should offset any increase in taxes this year.
And with the incoming administration, I mean, as you know, I think historically, as you mentioned, Democrats tend to want to tax big corporations more, as some would say, having them pay their fair share. How does that affect then, let's say, if you're looking to invest, does that play a role sometimes with these corporations going from a Republican administration to a Democratic administration?
So it will. And, you know, we look at it on a company by company basis because it'll affect different companies depending on what tax increases come through. So if just your tax in the United States go up from 20% to 28%, then if the majority of your revenues are earned in the United States, then that's going to be a headwind. And, you know, at the end of the day, stocks trade on corporate profits. And if profits go down because of taxes, then that's, you know, that's not a positive. But if we can get the economy growing, then, you know, maybe the revenue growth that we'll see with people spending more will offset any increase in taxes.
Well, what's your advice for folks who are concerned, you know, whether you're an investor or not, right? I mean, we've seen such dramatic job loss. It's hard sometimes, I think, to remain hopeful that our economy will recover and recover quickly.
The key is long-term view. And if you look back in history, you know, we go through recessions. You know, unfortunately, this was the deepest recession, but it also was the shortest lived that we went through in 2020. But these things happen. History, you know, may not repeat itself, but it often rhymes. And so you need to focus on the longer term and not panic. And, you know, what we're telling our clients for this year and our outlook is, you know, long-term focus. The only time you really lose money is when you sell. And it's, you know, you got to keep a steady head, stay invested. And, you know, over the course of time, you end up, stocks are the best place to be when you look longer term, but it can be a very bumpy ride.
So you need to have some patience, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I really appreciate your insight. Jason, thanks so much for the conversation.
Thank you, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. We've been talking with Jason Norris with the Financial Management Group, Ferguson Wellman, about the economic outlook for 2021. Still kind of hard to say. More Idaho Matters next.